not. I was born in Greenwood, Delaware.
Okay.
You know anything about Greenwood?
I know there are a bunch of Mennonites in Greenwood.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah, the Ten Clauses went up there, near from here.
Yeah.
I mean, down there. And I came up, well, Jim came up here in 35.
Was he from Greenwood also? Was he from Greenwood also?
No, he is from Westover, Maryland. From down coast of Cousin.
How did you all connect that he was from Maryland and you were in Delaware?
Well, one Sunday he came up there with some people, you know, young people.
Yeah.
He was on the back of a pickup truck for someone, so I was 7 years old. We were 7 years. And they thought, well, there were a couple people up there living up there that lived down there. And I guess the other ones invited them up, I don't know. Anyhow, they came up, some of them, this one Sunday. They're having special meetings. I can't remember who the first one was or anything, but anyway, that's the first time I ever saw it. I heard of the people, but I never seen them.
So how did you get together then? Just write back and forth?
Huh?
How did you...
Well, we didn't go together right away. I mean, I guess about 19 before we rode a little bit. That was about it. Because there was, you know, there wasn't much money, and so he didn't come up very often to Delaware.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I went to New Holland, worked up there for 3 years. Came up there a couple of times.
So what were you doing there? What kind of work?
What was I doing? Worked in sewing factory. I worked in factory down in Franklin, too. Shirt factory. Then this was a slip factory. And it was run by one of our Mennonite men. The one up in New Holland. Yeah. You can hardly get a job there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went up there. I didn't have any work down at Delaware at that time. And I was turned 21 that year. So anyway, he came up there once in a while. Well, he came down there. He went down there to Patrick and worked for Roy Wagner for a little while.
Well, when did he move to Patrick?
Huh?
When did he move to Patrick? Do you remember what year it was?
When he?
Yeah.
In 1935, he was 18. Well, it wasn't hardly any work, you know, so he went down there to get to work, and then he was there at Roy's for just less than a year, and then he went to Old Newbury News to work for Colley Farms for, I don't know exactly how long he was there. And then he got to be waiting to get a job at Gooder Dairy, so he kept going and came back there and worked there then.
But did he have some connection in Texas or some family already there, or what brought him to Texas? Did he have some family already in Texas, or did he just found out there was a job and
came? No, it was just, I don't know how he found out about the way. There was somebody, a few other people came down there. Okay, I don't know who he found out about. Roy Wagner needed somebody. I don't know who he found out about that from. But, really, slave all boys worked over at Denny, but from Greenwood. But he knew them just through working over there. I knew them because I lived in Delaware, and they moved there, and they were half grown. You know what I mean? Timothy Slater, I remember.
Yeah, I remember Timothy.
And two of his brothers, and they worked over there for Percolator Dairy. And Newport News, and Jim worked at Colley Farms, and got a job at Gooder Dairy, that's where my grandfather worked, going to Mass.
Yeah.
You know, that's James O'Bob's father. He worked at Gooder Dairy.
But when did you come to Texas?
Then we got married in the last part of 41. And,
just before the war, huh? Just before the war.
Yes. Well, he thought he was going to be one of the first 25 that had to go in camp. He had a chest of the before. Anyway, he got, he didn't have to go. Now, we weren't supposed to get married yet, so he'd have to go. And so, just before Christmas, we were going to get married Christmas. Just before there, I went down there with somebody that was going down there for the weekend, and happened to be a woman. I didn't know it, but we, well, at that time, a Mount Pleasant couldn't even have radios.
Oh, really?
Well, they had one in the car, I think, but yeah, another one, but
this was a
of course not TV, I hadn't seen it, but some of them, he didn't sneak in, I don't think, but there were some of them did.
Yeah, I remember my dad talking, hiding the radio in the dresser when he lived with the Weasel.
I know that. Vernon Miller has one too. Yeah.
Well, who were the deacons then, or the bishop? Was that when Kramer, Levi Kramer?
No, that was before Levi. It would have been, I think they were coming from the valley. You ask Frank somewhere, he'd know more about it. They got married 6 months before we did, and he was waiting for the bishop to come there. He was from wherever the bishop was supposed to come for whatever reason. Then they were going to get married. Well, finally, I guess, I don't know how, anyway, the bishop did come, and they got married, and they were the first couple that ever got married in the church.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
France. I didn't know that.
So they got married in June. And we got married December. And Ernest had been married the year before.
Where did you live when you first moved there?
We thought we were going to be there at that Nash place, you know.
Yeah.
That's where Vernon and Polly moved out into their new house. And then Polly was just a few months old.
Mm-hmm.
And wait a minute. I don't know. I guess he's already born before they moved over there. Anyway, we thought we were getting the place. Well, then the Nashes came, and they were related to whoever owned this place. And they wanted to go there, so they got to go there. So we had a really terrible fine place then. And Jake Hirschwood had built a little house for Sarah and Fred. They've been Fred working for Jake on the farm a year before we got married. They only served 1 year. They took this little house there. It was a little
too. Where was it? Was it the Red Kempsville?
Kempsville, yeah, on Hollis Swamp Road, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so we got that house and moved there. We got married in 1941 at Christmas, Christmas, and moved in there right after 2.5 New Year's in that house. John Ida. John, the one that had
it. Oh, Red Face John? Okay, yeah.
And they had gotten married, I think, three months before. Of us. We stayed with them for a week until we got a bunch of stuff. We came back to the house. We just lived there 1 year. Fred had just lived there 1 year. And then we got the place over Kempsville. I guess that house is still around. It was, the house was moved where we lived. And, well, when Phyllis was 6 years old, we moved to over Chester Warner's house. They had left the missionary.
The one that was back behind the old store, the ink store?
Yeah. And Phyllis started to school there. We lived in their house for 2 years. And Chester had just moved out. And but the house in Kempsville, they moved it away, moved it back in, oh, it's probably still there close to me, it's better there, it's back in there, the house is back in there a little piece. And they put a high side creek store there.
Oh, so it was right where the Highs was.
That's right. That's where
we which is now Chinello's Pizza or something like that.
Huh?
It's now a pizza store.
We lived there 6 years.
What was that?
I don't know. It was fine. Your dad wanted to board with us, so we didn't make it.
Why not?
I thought he'd want them.
It was too long?
We just didn't want anybody.
I don't know when. I know he worked at Yoder sometime, and he worked at another dairy company also. And also, during the war, he worked for a food company.
For what?
A food company that distributed groceries to grocery
stores. Well, I would work for Yoder too, except he went and worked Titusburg on the farm, so he'd be deferred. And I already took his route.
Really?
Yeah. He worked in his place. I don't know. Save the job for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lived there from in Kempsville. I didn't Kempsville then from the last part of 42. Yeah. We lived there in December. And then we stayed there until she was born in the next year in 43. And then when she turned 6 years old, you don't have that thing turned on.
Of course
you
I do.
Have it turned on.
I couldn't remember all this, man. There's no way I could remember all this.
No, tell me you did that stuff.
No, nobody else will hear. Well, what we're going to do is Nita is going to transcribe
what?
It. Then Nita is going to transcribe it, then I'm going to go through it and try to put it into a story of some sort.
Well, don't.
And before, before we do anything, I'll send it to you and let you read it over and make sure that it's accurate and says what it's supposed to say, because we're not going to publish anything somebody doesn't want to publish.
Your brother did move me up here. He offered, he was really good to me.
That's a good man.
And,
well, when you came to census at Mount Pleasant, and then I've talked to some other folks, but when you came to census, to the community there, to the church there, I've talked to some other people who found it difficult to fit in, well, especially with the host settlers. You know,
they were there before I was. I don't think I had that much trouble with I think it was a little easier.
You're saying you were easier to get along with, huh?
Well, I didn't try to change them. I changed myself. But I figured if I was going along that church, I'd do like the church wanted me to. As long as I'm, as long as they wanted it that way, I'd say I was going to do it. But I didn't think we should change the church. Eli wasn't there. Well, there was used to be, I guess, George R. Senior used to come there first, and then he died. I think he died about 30 or 35. Jim Ted about died after Jim was down there. He died just that year, I think. And so did Eddie Renner. He died that year.
That would have been 35. I know Eddie died at 35.
Eddie Renner. He was up at school.
Yeah.
And Jim told me that the Amoses were living there. And somebody asked him to come over there. They got him to sleep over there while they were up in Harrison or picking up AD's body. And then when he came down there, he said, I helped carry him in the house.
Oh, really?
AD's. Still, in a casket, I guess.
So he was up here when he died?
Yeah.
And they had to come get him?
He was president of the school here.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize he was in
here. He was the second one.
Yeah. I knew he was president of the school, but I didn't realize he'd been here when he passed away.
Yeah, he was.
So, were you all there when they started the school?
No, actually,
I bet
it was that year though. It was 41.
Mm-hmm.
But it was going on when I guess it started that fall that we got married at Christmas. It was in 41. But I got one better than that one.
Okay.
Up in Delaware, that was the first Mennonite school ever started.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was Mother's School.
Is that where you went to school?
No.
Well, tell me the story.
3 days. Well, we all went to a regular public school.
What?
And the parents, my parents didn't know we could drive, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't. And we were expelled.
And
all
that's
of us were
fire.
Expelled from Greenwood School. It's where it was in, well, I know exactly what, I mean, I can find out exactly what day, because I found out that where the PTA was born the day that we were expelled. You know him?
P.T. Utter, no, I've never heard of him. Who is it?
He lives up here. He lives down Greenwood. His parents live down there. Okay. His oldest sister and a couple of his brothers were in school already. And there were three of us yet going to school here in our family. We all got expelled that day. And so David Bender started school down there, I mean, in the church, he taught it. And we lived too far away and didn't have transportation, so we didn't go at all.
Good day.
We didn't go to school at all.
For how long?
Well, from February till 3 days before school was out. I turned 11 years old that year. I was quite 11 when I was so.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth grade. And, anyhow, it was a compulsory education in Delaware, and of course I got down behind my dad then, so we walked over there for 3 miles. We walked over there for the last 3 days of school. That year, it was all fun, but we didn't go back the next year because it was just too far and we didn't have transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And well, the guy after him again, that time he sent us back to Greenwood. We went back to the public school. And to this day, I don't remember if I sued his bride or not. I can't remember.
But they didn't expel you again.
I must have, but I don't know what I did. You know, and I did not go back to fifth grade. I said I was in sixth grade. And I went to sixth grade. There wasn't any, I had no, they didn't even ask for it. I just said I'm in sixth grade. And I went to sixth grade.
So you basically
but
skipped the fifth grade.
I had never failed anything, you know, at
mm-hmm.
school. I didn't want to go back to fifth grade. So my older brother, he was in seventh grade. He went back to seventh grade. But my younger brother, he also went to fourth grade instead of, I think it was fifth grade. Yeah, he was 2 years behind me. So
mm-hmm.
He didn't go back to third grade. He went fourth grade. And I didn't have too much trouble, except history. I didn't like it anyway. And I knew I didn't know this stuff. And we had it in the middle of the year. I had to went back to school after Christmas vacation. Had midterm, you know. And so all the time during Christmas vacation, I was working on that history book.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a D. First D I ever got in my life. First failing. Only one I got during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Until after I had my GED, I tried to take. I was 61 years old when I had got my GED. And I tried to be typing in. I couldn't do it. I mean, when they start, you know how fast they, when they have these things.
Yeah.
I was just fade out, I'll tell you. So I didn't, that was the next time I didn't get a good grade. That was 61 years old then. But I just didn't want to go back to fifth grade because I didn't want to, because I had no trouble at school,
yeah.
You know, running.
Well, do you know any good stories, either funny or sad or something about
Mount Pleasant?
Any stories, you know, funny or sad or...
Oh, of which?
Mount Pleasant area.
Mount Pleasant? You mean the school or the...
Just the community or the people that are, the people who were there then.
Oh, yeah, there's funny things, there's sad things at bottom, you know, there always is, and there still is, you know, I don't care where you live. But, you know, like I said, when I went to when I went down there, I was just like a thing. I knew Avis and them probably didn't wear coverings to school and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after I joined church, I wore a table and to church, but and didn't dress plain. I didn't dress bad either, you know what I mean?
Well, was the church in Greenwood more liberal than the church down here at that time?
There was one church, they called the Greenwood Mennonite Church. Now, that's where Timothy lived with. We went there, we attended there, but my parents never belonged there. They belonged to what is now Allegheny Conference,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't dress plain. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But we, and that ended up being Trusper Church. You've heard of Trusper Church, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
In Greenwood.
No.
Well, that was our church, and was started, the Sunday school was started when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came down, when I got down to campus, well, everything was real plain. It wasn't a little black stockings and plain dresses and all that, you know. And so there for a few years I dressed plain, and so did Pauline. Pauline Lowry, you know, she never dressed plain in the high either.
Mm-hmm.
But now nobody wears a cape dress. But they did, you know, then, and black stockings. But okay, up at Delaware, let's go back to that one. That church up there, when I left up there in 1941, they were still wearing hooks and eyes on their coats. Yeah.
That.
Hooks and eyes.
That is pretty
plain.
That is plain.
No but.
That's
they
weren't
bulletproof. They didn't wear bulletproof pants, but mm-hmm. they wore no buttons on their coats, and they had, you know, no collars.
Got it.
But now it's all changed up there, too. I don't know if they have any. I don't know what they have up there at that church, but I never went there since it built a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And never been in that church. And Trester, of course, has a nice big church, too. And that's where I was a charter member of that church. And I think there's only about two of us in that, or the charter members of that church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we started church in a schoolhouse,
mm-hmm.
and they had one more year of school. See, at that time, we had country schools up there and town schools. We always walked to the town school, Greenwood.
But were you folks farmers?
What?
Was your dad a farmer?
Yeah. And we lived about a quarter from school, and we could walk. And now, most of the Mennonites, well, there were some that went there,
mm-hmm.
but there were some that went to country schools, and they all were brought in there, too, you know. They all, I guess, well, there's many times. Anyway, and that school's still going on, but that's
really?
The first Mennonite school. There was an Amish school up in Dover
yeah.
before that. But do you remember Miss Alma?
Oh, yes. Emma Moss?
Yeah, well, her brother taught school up there at Dover.
Oh, really?
Before that, yeah, it was Amish.
What happened to her?
She had a brain tumor.
Because I remember she taught me in the first grade.
She was like Grace. You know, Grace had a brain tumor, too.
Yeah.
Grace Weiner. Well, that's what she did.
Was she from up there? Was she from Greenwood?
Who?
Emma Moss.
No, she was from around Springs or Grantsville, someplace up there.
Okay.
And she was in Delaware for some years before she came down. She was up there in Delaware. I don't know if she taught school up there or not for sure. And in that high school, she may have, but I didn't go there except those 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a lot of fun. I would enjoy that.
How long did she teach here?
How long did she teach down home?
Down here, yeah.
I don't know. I know that the first year that Phyllis went, Greta Shatter was 18 years old, and she taught it. She taught school at 18 years old. And then, I don't know when Miss Delma came. Must have been right soon after that, though, because it was before Mrs. Weiner started teaching. and before I see. Yeah, I guess maybe she came there. Well, the year that Miss Alma had to quit, she had to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to go to the hospital, I guess, but they had Ruth Werner teach, finish that year. Do you remember that? Were you in
I was in the first grade.
Yeah. And I know you all had a lot of trouble. I remember Miss Werner came up. I remember Carol. I shouldn't call. I should let her still listen.
Well, what happened?
Well, you know, we used to provide these old dairy sheets, you know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember those.
You know, and it was right on the back of them, you know. And, of course, I guess it really made a mess. I mean, the kids got so they walked up and down in the... I mean, they wouldn't sit in their seats like that for a long time. So. And then the runner started teaching. She got rid of those things, and she made them... Her
the mark,
you know,
they don't. She was a disciplinarian.
And Carol said, I just can't. She just couldn't be that good, you know.
Sure. And now here she is, she's the principal.
Huh?
And now here she is the principal.
Well, when Miss Alvaro, when she taught, I heard some things she did. Well, her mind wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
She had to be going, you know, but she wouldn't have done such awful things she did like it. I understood it. This is what I understood. Now, I didn't see it or anything,
mm-hmm.
but I heard it about it. That Chester Werner blocking his face with lead pencil stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she took some kind of scar color and washed
it. No, Chester Werner, Chester Mass.
Chester Mass. Chester Werner was supposed to be the first teacher, but he never got to go. He had to go to camp. No, that's his AD. I mean, that's Amos Werner.
Yeah.
That's Amos Werner. Lenore.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she was the one who straightened the kids out.
Right.
But they were going, they were really taking over when Alma was there.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Alma, I guess. Poor soul.
Who was, of all the people that you met in the Mount Pleasant community, Mennonite or non-Mennonite?
What?
Of the people that you knew in Mount Pleasant, whether they were Mennonite or non-Mennonite, which one would you think was the most impressive?
I didn't learn to know other people very much.
Really?
Jim never introduced me to people that much. Now, I knew the Mennonites,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Bryce there. First they all, you know, I didn't know one from the other when I first went there. We had that little church, you know. Well, you don't know, I guess. Well, your mother would know. When you went in the screen door, you were in church.
I remember vaguely when they added on that front bathroom and the balcony part. So I remember
that was when Ron and Lynn were babies during that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, before that, they added some on the back.
Okay, I don't remember that at the back.
And, but when I went there was, you went in the door there and you were in.
Mm-hmm.
They had bench on the women's side, a bench on the men's side. You hang them close above the bench there. And that was back at Old Florida, but they got behind the back bench.
Right.
The and we had a pot-belly stove in there, and the women's side,
mm-hmm.
and a little short bench, a couple short bench.
I remember that stove.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm. I remember the stove.
Yeah, I remember when you all were little, you didn't come to church very much.
Oh, really? See, I don't remember
that. Your mother, you know, was well.
Yeah.
And your dad, I guess, was pretty when you did come. But it seemed to me like you all didn't come very much when the first older ones were little, you know. Your mother was well,
mm-hmm.
I guess. say, and she always had some big children, yeah. Babies, pretty babies. So anyway, well, I had five of them myself.
What's Ronnie doing these
things? How far back do you remember going to church?
I can remember going to kindergarten. I must have been about 5.
Kindergarten?
Yeah.
You didn't go to kindergarten.
At the church I did. I'm a little Cradlewell. I made my bond every time, but I went sometimes.
Well, I know, but
not
in, like, it wasn't kindergarten.
School. No. It was
hanging on the wall,
yeah.
You know, these little cradles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.